Ghana yesterday joined the rest of the world to commemorate this year's World Habitat Day with a call on government to prioritize Ghana's alarming housing and road deficit. This will enable rural and urban dwellers to have decent living conditions and also bridge the gap between rural and urban dwellers. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Akwesi Opofusu, said MMDAs must adopt strategies that will improve urban planning and ensure orderly development of towns and cities for easy access and mobility. Here is a report by Irab Napa and Emilia Aiti.
The United Nations has set October 7 every year as World Habitat Day. The observance has become an international event since 1985. It is a day set aside, among others, to alert the world of the future of human settlement and to bring hope to the urban poor. Local Government and Rural Development Minister Akwesi Opofusu said, in celebrating the day, there's a need to emphasize the importance of planning cities and towns in order to accommodate both rural and urban dwellers.
As our country rapidly urbanizes, many communities still lack land use plans, street names and house numbers. People are compelled to instead rely on informal directions and local landmarks. This situation does not only inhibit efficient commerce, but also impedes accessibility to amenities and emergency services when they are required. I have to remind MMDAs in large, functional, unified urban areas not to plan and execute street naming and property addressing in isolation, but to effectively collaborate with all stakeholders to ensure easy mobility and accessibility.
Elaborating on the theme, improving urban mobility for sustainable development, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon believes that mobility is not just a question of building longer and wider roads, but it is about providing appropriate and efficient systems that serve people in the best and equitable manner. A representative of the UN systems in Ghana, Cynthia Pra, read Mr. Ban Ki-moon's speech.
Millions of people are denied the benefits of public or private transport due to cost. People need to be able to get to work, school, hospitals, and places of recreation safely and quickly. Getting mobility right can regenerate urban centers, boost productivity, and make a city attractive for all users, from investors to visitors and residents.
Deputy Ministers of Transport, Roads and Highways and Water Resources, Works and Housing read fraternal messages to commemorate the day.
Irab Napa and Emilia Aiti's report.